We continue in focus and having a great time here in Newaygo County, and we're brought to you by ITC. They've always sent us to some great places. Some of these are great discoveries that we never had before. This one happens to be the Heritage Museum of Newaygo County. And so that brings us to the Economic Development Director of the Newaygo County Economic Development Partnership, Mr. Mark Krause. Mark, nice meeting you.
You as well, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure to be here. Tell us about, because there are people who don't know, tell us about the Newaygo County Economic Development Partnership and your role here in the region. And anything you want to add about the region is okay by us.
All right. So the Newaygo County Economic Development Partnership is a collaboration between the County of Newaygo, and it's led with the County of Newaygo. It's led by an advisory board of community leaders from various industries, from manufacturing, finance, philanthropy, government, municipal leaders. And what we're really trying to do is build and maintain a strong, resilient local economy here in Newaygo County. You know, we help businesses start, grow, and stay here in Newaygo County. You know, and that, you know, being in a relatively small county, rural county, you know, that takes many shapes and forms. So we're working with small companies all the way up to large global manufacturers, you know, and making sure that they have what they need to stay here and grow.
I'll tell you, I don't think I've ever been. I'm a lifelong Michigander or Michiganian. I lived under both reigns. I did spend a lot of years. I spent some time, 5 years in New York City, 6 years in Philadelphia before I was able to come back home, and I'm thrilled that I was able to do that. I don't think I've ever been here in Fremont or Newaygo. And coming here, we kind of looked at each other as Pablo from Dean Trailways was driving us. We looked at each other and went, wow, we're kind of like in the middle of nowhere. And then all of a sudden, it's this big reveal. And you've got a lot to show. I mean, Fremont, Newaygo County is quite the place. And it's pure Michigan. I can't even think of, it just represents pure Michigan every way.
Absolutely. And that's really the appeal of Newaygo County. You know, we have 230 natural lakes, 350 miles of rivers and streams. Half the county is inside the Manistee National Forest. And that really informs how life is lived here in Newaygo County.
Yeah. I picked up, I always do this, yet I haven't opened it yet while we're on the air here, but this wonderful Newaygo County, Go Newaygo County Exploring, the 2026-2027 Visitors Guide. I wonder if that's available online as well. Big magazine.
It is available online.
It's a huge magazine, but if you can get it online.
Yeah, our tourism council, the Newaygo County Tourism Council, really took off, I don't know, maybe a decade ago, and rebranded the county as Newaygo Exploring.
Nice.
They do a fantastic job of promoting the county, all of the things that we can do here. You know, it's when you're here, you fish, you hike, you paddle. You know, you have access to all of those things every day of the year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and in fact, it's always, economic development is always kind of fascinating to me. And I know you've got some major focus areas. What might those be?
Yeah. So part of that economic development partnership that we have here in Newaygo County, a key piece of that is being connected with the right place. Out of Kent County, which is West Michigan's Economic Development Organization. And so they help us make data-driven decisions. And the what we look at our focus areas here in Newaygo County, they really focus around three pillars: people, place, and prosperity. And the people pillar is really about the workforce. So, you know, we're working with local schools and colleges and universities, training providers and employers, making sure that the people of Newaygo County are prepared for the jobs today and the careers of the future. You know, so we're looking at talent attraction and retention initiatives. The goal, we want people to build a life here, not just find a job here.
Come here, visit first, find out what it's all about. Visit, then decide to maybe live here and decide to maybe work here. How's the job market?
It's good. We've got some really large employers. We have some, you know, smaller employers, but, you know, making sure that the community is ready for more employees to come. You know, it's an issue that's not necessarily unique to Newaygo County, but employers need employees.
Right.
And so having that infrastructure in place is really key for economic development.
And more and more, where you're going to become an employee, where you're going to work, where you're going to live, matters a lot. And from everything we've seen and everything you're telling us, Mark Krause, Economic Development Director, Newaygo County Economic Development Partnership, this is a great place for Michiganders and others to live.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, we have that natural beauty of you know, woods and water, but we're much more than that. You know, we have very welcoming communities. We have affordable communities. There's really a strong sense of connection here. You know, people love to support the local small businesses. You really do get that authentic small town feel, but we've got access to regional amenities as well. So here in Newaygo County, we're lucky enough to have Corwell Health having a hospital here. We've got great cultural and arts institutions like the Heritage Museum that we're in now. But we're also just about an hour away from professional hockey and volleyball and soccer, major concert venues, and we're an hour away from Lake Michigan and its beaches. So,
oh boy.
Yeah, so you get that natural beauty, you know, that more rural lifestyle, slower pace, but you're, you know, an hour's drive away from, quote, the city. You know, if that's what you're attracted to, you're not that far. So you get that great quality of life, affordable living, with still access to those other amenities.
And we remind our listeners, as we did from the beginning, this is the home of Gerber, which makes this area the baby food capital of the world.
Absolutely. And that's a big part of the history of Newaygo County, you know, certainly from an employment standpoint. You know, we're known for agriculture and tourism, and Gerber has always been a big, big part of that.
Quick take on, again, what else is happening in economic development in the region, in more specifically in housing and that workforce development you touched on.
Yeah. You know, one of the great things we have going on in Newaygo County and has been for generations is collaboration. So housing has become a really key priority here, making sure our employers have the employees they need. And the County of Newaygo and the Fremont Area Community Foundation came together to develop the Housing Partnership Fund that really helps close the financing gap to spur housing developments. And we've had dozens and dozens, I might say hundreds, of new housing units come on the market over the last several years because of that partnership fund.
Beautiful. Well, hey, keep up the good work, Mark.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It's very apparent and obvious. This is a thriving community.
It really is. And, you know, the work that we're doing here, we're investing in people, strengthening the communities. And when we work together, we can really grow that economy that will thrive and survive for generations.
Mark Krause, the Economic Development Director, Newaygo County Economic Development Partnership. A pleasure having you on. Good luck to you.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it.
Any way we can be of help along the way. Any friend of ITC is a friend of ours.
Thank you, Paul.
We continue in Focus on News Talk 760 WJR.